Welcome, all of you. It's so good to have you here. Well, we had kind of a scary weekend, didn't we? What's that? It's Lent. Yeah, that scares me. It's a scary weekend. It's Lent. No hallelujahs, no fun. Well, no, did you happen to notice we had a tsunami? What's that? It woke you up at 1:12. Were you?
Mom and Dad were supposed to wake us up, but they didn't, and we slept through all the sirens and the Legion police.
So you weren't scared at all?
No, but I was kind of scared because I thought the tsunami would be.
You live on the 38th floor.
44th
floor, sorry. It was kind of scary. It was scary for me. I was worried about people. Yeah, it was. A lot of people were pretty darn scared this weekend because of the big wave coming in, except for the guy that was on his bicycle down at Waikiki Beach.
What?
Truly, a guy down there, look, maybe a wave going to come. That was interesting. It was very strange. Well, a lot of us were really afraid this weekend. Well, I got to thinking about, if the big wave come, that would be really awful, wouldn't it? Remember? I don't know if you've seen the pictures in Japan.
I did.
Huge, big wave. Lots of people lost their houses. And it's just so sad. And people really are kind of afraid. Well, in our story for today, Jesus is sent out into the desert where he's to meet the tempter.
The tempter.
He's the guy who sells chocolate.
Yippee!
I'm just kidding. Satan, Beelzebub, the whole nine yards. Sent out into the desert to meet the tempter. And after, for 40 days and 40 nights, Jesus didn't eat or drink anything. He fasted. And then at the end of it, the tempter came to him and said, "Jesus, are you hungry?" Do you think Jesus was hungry after 40 days without eating anything? I can't go 40 minutes without eating something. Yeah. 40 days. And he says, "Jesus, if you're the Son of God, turn these stones to bread." And Jesus says, God says, people can't live by bread alone. He quotes the scripture to him. And then the devil takes Jesus all the way up to the top of the temple and he says, "Throw yourself down and the angels will catch you because that's what God said." And what does Jesus say?
No.
Forget about it. He says, "You shall not tempt the Lord your God." And then he takes Jesus up to a high hill. And he says, "Do you see everything, the great city of Jerusalem? Do you see the whole world? If you will bow down and worship me, I'll give you everything." We are talking all the Legos and Slinkies.
Legos!
All of them could be yours. And do you know what Jesus says? Do you think he said, "Well, that doesn't sound too bad"? Nope. He says, "No, go away from me." When Jesus was afraid, I would have been afraid if I was there doing all that stuff with Jesus. But Jesus always remembered God's word. Jesus remembered God is with us. Well, when we're in scary times, like the tsunami or Halloween or Lent, our haunted house, we need to remember that God is also with us. He's like invisible, immortal, immute. Oh, no, that's a hymn. All right. Yeah, God is with us at all times. And so in a scary time like the tsunami, who's with us? God is. When we're afraid of almost anything, who's with us? God is with us. Well, that's what I had to remember this weekend, was that God was with us all through all of that time. I didn't, well, you know, when you're really scared, you sometimes forget a little bit that maybe God is with us. I know. I'm not supposed to forget. We did. So remember, God is with you even in the most frightening times. Thank you, guys. And you can go back to your places.